Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Conversation continues on the bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We're so far. I mean, so RJ's getting that together, 8:30. You're going to have, hopefully he'll be able to have that all done, put together, because he's got a lot of beeping out to do, right, RJ? A lot of beeping out to
some.
Do.
There's some.
So that there is that. Astros lose last night, and Rockets win, which is just crazy. The Rockets have sealed up that 14%. Now they're in a battle to see whether or not, because if you don't get the first two picks, the furthest you can fall is four spots in the draft. So if you're the number one overall pick, the worst you can pick is five. If you're number two overall pick, if you have the worst record in the league, the worst you can pick is five. If you have the second worst record, the worst you can pick is six, and so on and so forth. So right now, they by percentage points, they do have the second worst record in the league. They are not going to be able to catch Detroit for the worst record in the NBA. It's just unfortunate, but it's just not
good. No, they got on too much of a roll.
Yeah, Detroit is really pitiful. 16-63, while the Rockets have 20 wins now. 20-60. San Antonio 20-59. One game short. So they got one game in the loss column on San Antonio. I don't know how the season series went. I'm not sure if the Rockets are going to be third, so they might pick seventh. We'll see. But regardless, the Rockets do have 14% of the ping pong balls to get. What did the guy call him? Victor, want to sleep with your mama or something?
Want to bang your mama.
Want to bang your mama.
I don't like saying it with my kids going to school. Yeah.
It's Wembanyama. Okay. Let's get this straight. Wembanyama is his name. Let's not add things. I think he called in just to say that. That's all he wanted to say. We could see when it's loaded and you have it ready to fire that you just called up for that specific reason, just to say that on the air. That's all. Did you see, and speaking, we were talking about the Cardinals, did you see the accusations now against Michael Bidwell?
Yeah.
I mean,
this is a big deal.
Yeah.
He's basically, so it's Terry McDonough who used to be with the team. McDonough got, so here's the accusation. McDonough, who was a high up right under Steve Keim. McDonough was basically what they're in arbitration. He's trying to get his money out of his contract, I guess. And so the problem is McDonough is saying that he was demoted because Michael Bidwell, the owner of the Cardinals, wanted them to get a burner phone for Steve Keim and circumvent a suspension that Keim was under. And Terry McDonough said, no, I'm not going to do that. And basically what he's accusing him of doing is being punished of retaliation for trying to follow the rules of the league. And if that's the case, that is a serious, serious offense by the ownership.
Yeah.
That's like big fine and lose draft picks.
And this is another instance of an owner who is overplaying his ownership.
What do you mean by that?
Many of the employees who responded to the survey indicated that they were fearful of Bidwell on a daily basis as a result of Bidwell's erratic and often abusive interactions with employees. Apparently the grievance said Bill Bidwell reduced to two pregnant women, only 5 months pregnant, the other 7 months, to tears after screaming at them with abusive and bullying mistreatment.
Hmm.
He said that the front office worked in fear.
Dad never had any problem with him.
No,
I mean, I don't know how much he knew him, but I mean, he knew him, but he
offensive
didn't.
Line coach.
I mean, he's the coaching stats. Front office is different than the
front office is way different.
Yeah, BA had his
especially
own
with a lot of owners. The front office is different, but I mean, it's this could end poorly. We'll see how this is taken. See, they've had their issues in Phoenix with ownership. Robert Sarver,
yeah,
was the worst. The worst. And now
he was really bad.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if
I bet you don't know the ownership of the Arizona Diamondbacks. It's impossible.
No one knows that. No one knows
in that. Arizona they don't know it.
No. But you know the Bidwells forever.
And you knew Sarver.
And Sarver, right. Oh. 814 ESPN 97.5, and they got their problems. We got our problems here. But we don't have a problem getting Lance's mock together and the comment section. So we'll do that.
Okay. Before we do that, I just want to read a good one. Lance is one of the best draft analysts in the business. If you are mad over a mock, then I don't think you should be absorbing any draft media. They are both fun and informative to map out different scenarios. This presents chaos, which would make things very interesting. Love it. See? There's somebody who gets it. Andrew Harbaugh gets it.
Andrew Harbaugh's and he's going to get destroyed by Twitter, right, with that kind of comments. With a positive comment about your mock draft?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I know.
He is. He's John Stark, right? John Snow. He's John Snow standing there with the sword.
No, he's Ned Stark. Early on, the head gets
chopped
off.
Hey, don't get
off.
Your head chopped off. I want you to win, and I want you to win big. And you know how you win big? You go to mybookie.ag, promo code BET975. It's Masters Week. You want to bet on the Masters? Yes, you want to bet on the Masters. Yes, who's going to win it? Do you like Rory? Do you like Scotty? You got to like Scotty. I don't know how you could bet against Scotty, okay? But Jordan, he plays well there. I mean, there's so many guys that play well at Augusta. This is really, really difficult to pick. But you know what? You're going to get big. The odds are incredible, okay? Because it's hard to win a golf tournament, right? But if you think you know who's going to win, let's go. MyBookie.ag, promo code BET975. When you make your initial deposit, if you've never been a client of MyBookie before, you make your initial deposit, they will match up to 50% of that initial deposit, up to $2,000. In other words, you give them $2,000, you will have $3,000 to play with. You give them $100, you'll have $150 to play with. That's what's happening at mybookie.ag, promo code BET975. It's awesome. It's wonderful. It's an easy website. You want to play blackjack, you can do that as well. And all the other stuff that you can bet on too. Mybookie.ag, promo code BET975. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.
ESPN. 97.5. The Kings are on the air. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. And 925-713-780-3776 if you want to get in here on the show. 713-780-3776 is the number. Lamont says, I don't get it when people say this is not the job Silas signed up for. Okay, if this guy can't handle a group of kids, you really think he would manage Harden and Westbrook? He'd be perfect for them. Perfect for Harden. When coaches try to tell James Harden what to do, he runs them off. When players try to tell James Harden what to do, he runs them off. James Harden ran everybody off who doesn't just totally agree with. That's why he's perfect for Daryl Morey. Daryl Morey let James Harden do everything he wanted. Daryl Morey's the perfect GM for him because he just, okay, whatever James wants, James gets. Get rid of Kevin McHale? Yep. Get rid of Dwight? Yep. Get rid of Chris Paul? Yep. Get rid of Westbrook. Yep. Whatever you want, James. That's perfect. Now, we're going to tell you what to do? No. James don't want none of that. Silas would have been the perfect coach for James Harden. Because he'd just say, okay, James. That's all you have to do is say, okay, James. Whatever you want.
Yeah, I'm done with that.
Yeah, I'm done with that,
I'm
too.
I'm done with that. There's no James doesn't have that same voice. James isn't that same guy. He didn't have that same juice. And we've done that. and they had a nice little run. They did some really good things, and it's over. And so on to the next one. And this is the rebuild, and now we got to figure out what the core looks like. You know, right now you have pieces in there that they all work independent of each other. Nothing is cohesive. Nothing turns into just fluid, sustainable progress and success, unfortunately. New coach should help that. Certainly getting a veteran or two in here will help that. Players getting older should help that. What you don't want is players being in a situation where they get used to developing bad habits. And yeah, you're getting dangerously close to that. This has been 2 years in a row where Shingun, Porter, Martin, Tate, and Green, just for example, have all played together, and there have been some bad, you know, it's just been some bad habits. I mean, you can get mad if you want, but if you're honest about this, you see it on the court. It's some bad basketball habits. We've heard that there's, you know, in terms of just being professionals, they're just young guys. They don't have leadership. They don't have guidance. And so, you know, on the court, you need them to have more guidance, more accountability. And I think that'll come with a new head coach. I don't think it would hurt to have Rafael Stone and Tillman Fertitta, you know, step in and make some comments too, that, hey, this can't happen. Whether Tillman needs to make it through the – he may not – I don't know if you get in front of the team if you're an owner and do it, or if he just says it through the newspaper or through the newspaper, through an interview, and people get the message.
No, I think he tells Tillman the team.
But I would think so.
You walk in there and say, hey, this is our new coach, and guess what? He got more pull here than any of you.
But I think
listen to what he says.
I think Rafael has to do that too. He has to, yeah. You know, I know that he likes Kevin Porter Jr. not, but at some point, Rafael's going to have to take a step back and say, hey, if we can't get this done, we're going to move you. But everyone knew Daryl Morey sees players not as, and I'm not saying this to be cruel. I'm not saying this to be negative to Daryl Morey. I'm just telling you, I'm just stating a fact. Daryl Morey sees you as a commodity who can either have an impact on winning or no impact on winning, which could be a negative impact. And so he will, and whatever he needs to do to win a championship, in his estimation, he would do. And, you know, if your feelings got hurt, then that's, I'm sorry. The only time we saw him act differently for some reason was with James Harden. And I know why the reason was, because Daryl has said it before. It's hard to find a true superstar. He doesn't just call anybody a superstar. Like, James had MVP candidate every year, superstar level talent, one of the great scorers in the history of basketball. It's hard. So Daryl didn't want to ever lose that, so he tried to make James happy. But at the same time, Daryl would trade people. If you were drafted by him, you probably weren't going to stick around.
No.
Number one, he probably wasn't going to draft. And number two, if you were drafted by Daryl Morey, like Nick Johnson, for example, or Sam Decker, you were going to be gone. And he did. He just, and I think
Marcus
Rafael Stone.
Morris,
needs,
I mean, it's.
Oh, yeah. Huh? Rafael Stone needs to get. No, Patrick Peterson. No. No, I mean, Pat Patterson from LSU. He's got to, not LSU, but Kentucky. He needs to get more of that. Like, Rafael Stone needs to get a little bit more of that, where he just says, okay, we'll get better if we trade you and you, yeah, and not just, you know, I'm just trying to build my own thing. I like all these guys. And I don't know if that's how he is or not. But they need a little bit more, like, cold-blooded bottom line stuff going on right now in that roster.
Yeah, I think though these have been a couple of feeling out years of who are our cornerstones. You know, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised at all if next season looks totally different. Looks totally different. I mean, I don't have any insight into that, but I mean, it's time to start. It's time to stop. We need a strap. It's done.
You'll have two new starters.
You know what?
For sure.
The tanking and the it's done. Got to stop.
Yeah.
It's old. It's awful. Okay, time to put together a roster using all of. And now, at least now they have assets. And, you know, in all fairness, Daryl Morey left them so high and dry.
Terrible.
It was awful, awful, awful. And they've weathered this storm. You know, it's been. They knew what it was going to be this year. They had to live through it. It's not easy. It's not easy. You just got to go through this painful process that they're going through. But now it's done. Stop. You know what? Now put together. Now use your head. Rafael, Patrick Fertitta, Tillman Fertitta, put your heads together and come up with a plan that is actually going to, you know, make this look totally different next year. Like caring. Like, and so, I mean, and actually, you know, fans came back this year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I went to a few, more than a few games, and there were fans.
People are
starving for this to be good.
Yes, they find the Rockets' talent to be interesting. Like, and it is. I mean, there's no doubt about that. Right off the bat, Jalen Green and Şengün from that single draft class, right off the bat, that is something to me that is, you got an explosive player, and you got a player who's highly skilled, who Rockets fans know how talented Şengün is. He does things on a regular basis where it's like, man, it's like mini Joker stuff.
He was the only one, actually, that you felt like Steven Silas was disciplining. Yeah. He was the guy who lost minutes, you know.
Yeah, I know. It was weird.
It was weird.
It was weird.
Now, I know for a fact that they, you know, his defensive prowess, his inability to cover the pick and roll, you know, to actually get on out on the shooter on a pick and roll, or, you know, to get passed by a smaller player. I mean, it's an issue. It's a real issue.
If we talk about accountability, then we should be okay with them having an issue with it. That should be he should be accountable for that.
Absolutely, he should be.
But everybody should be accountable.
Yeah. No. Not, it seems like Alperen, he was the only Şengün. One.
I know. Not just Alperen Şengün, Kevin Porter Jr., Jalen Green, Tari, Kenyon Martin, everybody. Anybody who's not doing what they need to do defensively, or who's not putting in the work or whatever.
Yeah.
Man.
I can tell you.
Make a statement.
I can tell you that I think this organization is fed up with the way that they played defense these last couple, 3 years, and they are going to make a concerted effort. It just looks better when you the care factor even just that the care factor looks so much better when you're not giving up 142. Last night's effort was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And it was Alpy said it. He said that was the best effort defensive effort we had all year.
They look like they really, I mean, look, it's the Nuggets. The Rockets actually have some wins against pretty good teams.
Yeah.
And they got smashed by the Nuggets not long ago. This is a good win for them. They wanted this. You could tell they really wanted it. And that's, you know, that's what you want to see them. It needs to matter to them on a regular basis. And you need to see them play well. What I liked is that they held that lead and extended it. Like, they played well in the fourth quarter where they usually just, you know, tank.
And against a really good team. All right. When we come back, we're going to have it done, you think? You're going to have it?
Or Maybe a little bit more.
He's working on it. He's got a lot of work. You gave him a lot of
work.
It's
going to be good.
You gave him a lot of work to do.
It just has to convert. Like, the bad words have to be bleeped out, but the bad words have to stay in.
Right.
It has more... Because it's what happened in real life. Do you like when you watch Goodfellas on AMC and like, keep them freaking here?
No.
Keep them freaking here.
No, I don't. I don't like that at all.
You freaking macho?
Yeah, no. No, I like it when they say the real bad words. But
hey, shut your bloody mouth before I make you have a bad problem with me. Like, that's not good.
No. You know what? And that's actually, it's libel. And if you have a libel case, I know who you should call. The Morley Law Firm. Look, if you're looking for the best way to get out of any issue that you have, and I call them issues because, listen, if you're being investigated by the cops, it's an issue. If you are somebody suing you, okay, that's an issue. You have an issue. And there is, if you're getting a divorce, you have issues. There are issues. Although, if you're looking for custody battles, it's an issue. And so you need a law firm that's going to handle your issues. You're going to need a law firm that's going to represent you. You want a law firm with experience. And you know what the Morley Law Firm has? Experience. I mean, it's unbelievable. When you go to their page, go to Morley Law, MorleyLaw.com, and see for yourself and see all the different services, all the different experience that they have, all the things that they cover. I don't think that even on that page, which is loaded, they can possibly tell you all the things that they do. You may come up with something new, and they're like, wow, okay, well, we can handle it, though. Let's dive in and give the people the representation that they deserve. Look, if you're looking for a law firm, you don't have somebody on retainer like those big rich guys like Lance and his NFL crew. No, you don't have somebody on retainer. We need the people's choice, and that's the Morley Law Firm. Make the call, Morley Law, M-O-R-L-E-Y, law, and MorleyLaw.com, or make the call, Morley Law,
713-839-9955. This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5. On ESPN 97.5. The godfather of Houston sports radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I don't know if you heard, but maybe Lance McCullers might be coming back earlier than you thought.
Boom!
How's that taste, all of you haters out there? So, apparently, Lance McCullers, he met the media yesterday. And here is Lance McCullers talking about being on schedule and what he is trying to accomplish in his rehab.
I think I'm probably ahead of schedule right now, just where I was a few weeks ago. I mean, I've only been playing catch, for not even really a couple weeks, we're moving along at a cautiously aggressive pace, I'll call it. You know, we're trying to push the envelope a little bit, but you know, want to be back on this one rehab, not have to do anything over.
Okay, so. He's got an elbow strain, okay, throwing from 90 feet off flat ground on the verge of starting to throw on back-to-back days. July. No.
I feel so bad for Lance McCullers. Such a competitive guy.
Yeah,
such
I feel so bad with stuff, his $85 million extension. I don't know how he's doing.
Well, I mean, look, the money's the money, but yeah. I know he wants to be pitching. I know he wants to be out there competing. He's good when he does it. He's got great stuff and all that. But, man, this is just like.
He's got great hair. He's got $85 million.
He does.
Handsome guy. He's got a nice family, a lovely wife.
Yeah.
And.
He's got dog charities. I'm a dog
person.
Yeah,
he's a dog guy.
He's got dog guy. There's a lot of great things. He said, bury me in the H, but he just. Yeah. I'm like worried they're going to bury him in a medical facility.
Well,
bury me in the orthopedic office.
See, and it just
bury me in the MRI. You've been in MRI and got a little. First of all, MRIs are the loudest things in history.
Boop boop boop.
It's all different noises, yeah. And they're just loud, and you just have to sit there, and you can't move. Who's had more MRIs in their life, Lance McCullers or you?
You
or Lance McCullers?
I've had
MRIs. I just said Lance McCullers.
No. Lance McCullers, absolutely.
Me or Lance McCullers? I've had them on both Achilles, right knee, left shoulder.
You have to go in that pod with neck. Your Achilles?
Yeah.
Didn't you just stick your feet in there?
Yeah, I wasn't. I mean, yeah. I had an MRI, but no, it's not. It was easy. Yeah.
No, I've only had a couple. I've had a shoulder and my back. That's it.
Yeah. Who do you think has had more, me or Lance McCullers?
You.
Maybe me. I might be a sneaky favorite. Like I said, both Achilles, that was years ago. They had to check on the damage. And then knee, ankle, that's four. Head, neck, six.
Six?
Lower back, seven. Yeah. I had paid up my deductible, so I wanted to get some things checked out.
I guess. Yeah, if your deductible's paid up, might as well get an MRI. Well, my deductible's paid up
because we had already hit 10,000 as a family.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I've got my daughter's broken her arm three or four times. She did a summer, and we're like, are you sure this almond milk is getting her enough protein?
Okay.
That's because she was allergic to milk, but now she's fine.
Yeah.
Like, get her back on a cow's milk. Have you ever really thought about the fact that what we normalize, like, would you ever think of eating a horse meat? It's gross to you, right? Dog meat, Horse meat.
No, yeah, no.
What about a cow?
It's common.
Well, what about a cow or a pig?
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah.
How random
but
is it?
But a horse? No. I would,
you know what I'd like to eat? That thing walking into its own poo?
And slop,
that little guy.
That pig slopping around
yeah,
in that mud?
That's delicious.
Mm-hmm.
But a horse, no good. Dog, no good. But we would never eat horse or dog, but cow and pig. But, you know, the idea of if somebody told you, what if you had to drink breast milk in cereal? You'd be like, oh, no. Or if you've ever had breast milk and you've like shaken it up, you know, like in a bottle to get it ready for a bottle and a little bit came out and got in your mouth. You're like, and then you drink a big glass of cold cow milk
yeah,
from the cow's teat. It doesn't make sense, but we just
it's
do
processed,
like
it's processed though. It's processed and it's
I
delicious.
I don't think
and,
about, you know, if this weren't processed, I wouldn't drink it.
Plus
I'd
it
probably
has
go
vitamin
just,
D.
I'd probably do this straight from the,
oh,
the cow's
God, you know how gross
udder.
That is?
Goodness. No, it's raw milk. It's
yeah,
natural.
It's awesome. What I don't get, how in the hell do we get all this milk from these little almonds? Where do we get all this
don't
milk?
Don't get people started because they'll tell you that it takes like a gallon or like 100 gallons of water to make 1 gallon of almond milk or something like that. Like it's supposedly really not great for the
environment. No?
Like the ecology, yeah.
Yeah.
Really the-
well, sorry, but it's oat milk is delicious. I'm sorry if you don't like, listen.
You can get milk out of everything, right? Banana
yeah,
milk. You get coconut milk, we know.
Coconut milk,
banana
yeah,
milk, probably. Can you get apple milk?
I don't know.
Can probably.
Can you get desk
there's
milk?
There's cashew milk. There's almond milk.
Can
there's
you get cord milk? Can you get
no,
microphone
no, it
milk?
No, it has to be like a nut. Is there peanut? How come no one's come out with peanut milk?
Because everybody's allergic to that.
Oh, my fault.
I mean,
you know what the study
you know
show?
Many people?
The study show that because we overdid the peanut allergy, like we were too protective, that more and more kids developed the peanut allergy because they weren't exposed to it. Right. To where the body processed it.
I think
it.
I am. I almost choked on. I think I am not been eating. I love peanuts. I still don't care. And every time I'm choked.
Really?
I can't breathe. Yeah. And I don't care. I don't care.
My friend's mom had she developed later in her life a shellfish allergy. You can develop
yeah,
allergies
yeah,
later. Like, I don't think I'm great with milk now.
I'm not either. I won't
milk,
drink regular milk
it
now.
Makes, yeah, it gives me some issues.
Man, I'm going to tell you this. If you're not drinking this Starbucks big sweetened or unsweetened coffees, cold coffees with some oat milk, I'm telling you, you're missing out on something.
You're
some,
excited
some
about
great,
that.
I am. I, every morning I get my.
Hey, before we get to a break and get to the mean tweets, PD wants to talk about milk.
Oh,
which,
well, that's.
I mean, that's.
PD, what do you think about milk?
Hey, I'm in a school zone. One time, I knew this lady that. She's like a friend of our family, and she had a baby, and I got in a lot of trouble for this, but she let me take a supple from the teat.
Yeah?
And I almost got my ass kicked about that.
Well, I would imagine. Was the husband there?
No, he wasn't there. He found out. She told him.
Oh, she told him that you... suckled from the teat.
I wasn't doing it in a sexual way, though. I was doing it like
nutrition. As an experiment.
Yeah, it was an experiment.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. All right. And do you remember how it tasted? Oh, he's gone. We didn't get the...
Oh, he would have had something, though.
No. All right, when we come back... This is different. Lance's mean tweets, and we'll explain his mock draft and why he's such an idiot, or why
mm-hmm.
people are so upset with him next right here. But first, we got Steven and your patio.
Yeah, Texas custom patios. I've said it before. I don't think patio is an appropriate term for it. It's an outdoor living space. Patio seems too reductive. It's much bigger and better than just a patio. I mean, the natural stone they use, you want the stamped concrete on your floor, you want the travertine on your flooring, you can do either of them. I had them cut a channel groove into mine so that when water got in there with drain directly out. They created a drain there as well. They do everything. I mean, they really take care of your outdoor living space. And big screen TV out there, sound system up in the roof. The kids can operate it and use that. You've got the ability to put in a fireplace, a fire pit, an outdoor kitchen with an island area where people can sit and enjoy, and you can host your own outdoor grill, infrared grill, cooktop, refrigerator. Just think of everything that you can possibly imagine, and they can do that for you. Maybe you want to get it financed and get everything you want right now, pay it off, because here's the thing. Your enjoyment level is going to go through the roof outdoors, but you're also going to have a lot of value when it comes time to resell that home. Those are big differentiators when it comes time to sell your home. TexasCustomPatios.com. That's TexasCustomPatios.com.
ESPN 97.5. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Okay, so Lance, I want you to read your mock draft, your top 10, all your right. picks. So okay. Here's what you put out
RJ,
there.
RJ, you good with everything?
You're okay. Good. So
good work. I haven't even heard it, but I know that was some work you had to do.
He did a lot of work. RJ, yeah. RJ ain't scared of work. So we appreciate that, RJ. So read your all right. your mock draft, your top
yeah,
10 picks.
Here's my top 10. So I went Carolina, Bryce Young. I said there's been a lot of smoke around C.J. Stroud.
No, we don't care what you say. Okay, just okay. give us your picks.
Houston, Tyree Wilson. That immediately was troubling.
That would cause some troubling. Consternation. I could see that.
That was because once I did that, it screwed up the rest of the mock. If I would have just said C.J. Stroud, I could have gone about my business. Everyone would have fit nicely. Once I did one, I made one change at two that wasn't expected. It made the whole thing blow up.
But you know what? That's the NFL
but
draft.
That's what happens all
that's
the time.
That's all the time.
People act like that doesn't happen. Arizona, I had Will Anderson, but I think they'll trade and still maybe get Will Anderson. I had Baltimore getting C.J. Stroud. I have the Colts doing a deal with Lamar Jackson. So Baltimore got that pick and pick C.J. Stroud. Seattle, Jalen Carter. Although people in Seattle tell me, well, fans tell me that won't happen because Seattle cares about character.
Really?
They've changed now.
Oh, apparently. Have they?
Yeah. Apparently they said that they want to start worrying about character now. Frank Clark, yes, he held his girlfriend hostage and beat up her brother in a hotel. Yeah.
Well, now deal. They care.
Now they care. Seattle, Detroit, I had Devon Witherspoon, the cornerback, and Lions fans hate that, by the way, for their team, the cornerback, the ball-hawking cornerback. I had Houston trading from 12 to 7 back up to get Will Levis, which I knew when I did that. I was deciding between Richardson and Levis. I went Levis. I just have a gut feeling they would like Levis better than Richardson, but I have no inside knowledge. And when I did that, I realized this is the mock that could get me kicked out of Houston. Then I went Christian Gonzalez, Atlanta, Chicago, Lucas Van Ness, Iowa, defensive end, and then Philadelphia, Peter Skoronski, who can play guard or swing tackle.
Okay, but you...
The takeaway is... Houston, obviously. It's
Houston, the Raiders.
Yeah, Raiders fans not happy that they didn't get Anthony Richardson. Instead, I gave them right tackle Darnell Wright, and their current right tackle, former Aggie, Jermaine Illuminor, was not happy. I drafted a right tackle for them either.
Right.
Houston trading up and getting Will Levis. Will Levis at all. Will Levis, I liken it to Will Levis. He's treated by Twitter like he's T-boned you in a... Like, remember when you got T-boned?
Yeah.
And the guy didn't have... The guy
no,
weirdly
he
had insurance.
No, he didn't T-bone me. He just hit my front end.
Okay. Well, imagine getting T-boned, and it's Will Levis, and he has no insurance. You'd be pissed at that guy,
wouldn't
you? Oh,
no. You'd hate Will Levis.
That's how the internet... although Will Levis has never T-boned anybody that I know of in Twitter, that's how people treat Will Levis. Like, he has done something... Like, he has assaulted their sister.
Yeah.
It's like... So
people are
you can imagine
he offends people.
Yes, he is highly offensive to people, despite the fact he's just trying to go about his
day. So naturally,
Texans fans are not happy.
So naturally, people responded in a sane and a rational manner because it is a mock draft that really doesn't doesn't affect them in the league.
No, it doesn't hurt them. It doesn't. My words aren't violence. It doesn't hurt them. Their team hasn't made this pick yet. Now, they have made the pick with the little GMs that are in my brain for every team.
Yeah.
It's not me making these picks for your team.
It's a little GM.
It's little John Schneider.
Right.
And little Nick Caserio in my head are making these picks. So it's not me. You need to be mad at them, not me. Right. But apparently they're mad at me sometimes.
Okay, so they here are some rational and sane responses to Lance's mock draft.
Another one.
You stupid bitch. Houston is never drafting that bum Levis.
That, wait a minute. Okay, so, Will Levis. Okay.
Levis is, yeah. It's Will Levis.
Will, yeah.
I'm sorry, Levis is Levis.
Right.
And also, autocorrect on Apple, Terrence, everything that when you try to say Will Levis, many of you already know this from texting your friends, it turns it into Levi's, apostrophe S.
Okay.
The jeans company.
Okay.
So some people are calling him Willie Jeans now.
Okay. Because
his nickname.
He autocorrects to Levi's jeans.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Okay, so start it over.
It's okay.
Let's get a good feel for that. These are real. Now, these are all real.
I couldn't understand unedited. Some of it, but okay, go ahead.
Another one.
You stupid bitch. Houston is never drafting that bum Levis.
Houston is never drafting this bum
Levis.
Levis.
Levis, right.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, next one.
Another one.
These random experts are trying to outdo each other on who can put out the dumbest mock. Interesting yet horribly inaccurate.
Okay. Are you competing with the Daniel Jeremiah and the Mel Kuypers
for who can
put out the dumbest mock?
Well, yeah, obviously.
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 So who's... Apparently you're winning.
I'm winning right now.
You're winning.
I'm winning right
okay,
now.
Okay, go ahead.
Another one.
Lance must be bored. Go outside and stop doing dumb...
Okay, keep going.
You must be bored.
Go outside and stop doing dumb ship.
Ship, okay.
Uh-huh.
Another one.
This is by far one of the worst mock drafts I have ever laid my eyes upon. How Lance continues to be employed as a draft guy is a concept beyond what my puny brain is able to comprehend.
Okay.
Out. Go ahead.
Another one.
What the f*** is this?
Keep going. Fire him.
Another one.
Bro, why are you in these streets trying to ruin relationships you have built with your credibility? I would have to put my hands in my pockets like the Marines who ordered the code red at Gitmo.
What?
Bro, why are you in the streets trying to ruin the credibility you built up? That's from Larry. I would have to put
Larry
my hands...
GM?
No. Oh, Larry,
I could see him coming after you.
Larry and Stafford.
That's the way you
next
did.
Up.
All right.
Another one.
This quite possibly the worst thing I've ever seen, not just for Raider Nation, but for every fan base in the NFL.
What, you've offended every fan base?
Every fan base.
Okay.
Excellent. All right.
Another one.
This guy should be fired immediately. He should never be allowed to talk about football again.
A little extreme, never being able allowed to talk about football again.
Next up.
All right, next.
Another one.
I've never seen someone who knows less about their actual job.
Another one.
Welp, it was a good run for Lance Zierlein in Houston. Wonder who John Granato's new partner will be?
Next up.
Another one.
This is the draft I've ever seen. In what world would the Chargers draft Hyatt over Flowers?
Oh, it's WTF.
What'd she say?
So she's reading GTFOH as one word.
Oh. Get the out of here.
Yeah.
She said Jitafa.
Jitafa.
Jitafa. Anything else?
Another one.
This mock sucks ass. Not gonna lie.
Not gonna lie.
Anything else?
Another one.
It's like Lance Zierlein doesn't know anything about football. Hey NFL Network, give me a job. I would love to get paid to make bad mocks.
Another one.
This guy should be fired immediately. He should never be allowed to talk about football again.
Another one.
I've never seen someone who knows less about their actual job.
Oh, I think these are replaying.
Yeah, these are redoing. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. That is excellent.
These are only some
of them.
This
is one of my favorite days of the year.
These are only some of them. Here's other ones that I didn't put on there. Did you write it in your sleep? I was crying laughing yesterday after reading your mentions. One person said you deserve to go to prison. This is it. I found the worst mock. We're officially at a point in draft season where we've just started making random stuff up. He's a goofy.
He's a goofy.
Dead meat. We got a lot of delete this. So those are just some of them. There's a lot more. If you can just go find any string. My son Alec texted, "What is this mock?" when it came out. So I put that out on Twitter and said, "Even my kids are going after me." Then Mason came after me. Dad, I know you know more football than me, but what were you doing? Will Levis? Are you serious? So yeah. Even my kids came after me.
If the Texans, okay, when we come back, if the Texans actually did that, when we come back right here on ESPN, because that we haven't talked about. What if the Texans actually did what Lance said? That's next. But first, a little QC.
QC Kinetics, a company who has the ability to basically make you better. And how do they do that? Well, they make you better by working on, you know, taking the body's healing powers and supercharging it, putting back into your joints, whether it's knee, back, elbow, shoulder, whatever it is where you've got arthritic issues or chronic pain. They can regenerate and restore damaged tissue. And this is an all natural biological therapy that is really effective. I mean, extremely effective at eliminating much of that chronic pain that you're experiencing, if not all of it. And it, in many cases, is going to help your mobility, help you become more active. I mean, isn't this great? You don't have to have the shots. You don't have to have the surgery, the downtime, the pain medicine, which can be addictive. All of these things can be thrown out the door when you work with QC Kinetics to help take care of your chronic pain, reduce it, restore the process back to where you were before when you were enjoying your time outside. Don't just think of the old ways. Think of some of the new ways that are extremely effective. And that new way is QC Kinetics. 713-913-5285. That's 713-913-5285. They got a new location in Sugarland open right now. It's QC Kinetics.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5. 97.5.